Yeah, look, I suppose firstly, it's the right thing to do. Public safety has to be number one. And you just take it from there. But we just have to regroup and see what's the plan. We want to offer a week or two, and we're just trying to manage ourselves from here to there. But I think it's appropriate that public safety is number one.
I suppose with this year the league directly correlating with the championship in football, I know obviously it wouldn't have an impact on yourselves in that you wouldn't be able to make it up to obviously Division 2, but you're obviously still on course for a massive season. But in terms of the league and the championship correlating, that could provide some issues with the Tailteann Cup down the line, couldn't it? Because you're looking now, the end of March, people have to go back to training. April is a club month. There could be a lot of worries trying to get fixtures rejigged. There's plenty of fixtures still to come in the Football League.
Yes, it certainly poses a challenge for the Division 2 and 3 teams, and then probably for... But look, if it doesn't go ahead this year, what's the issue? If it had to be delayed, there's no point in trying to squeeze everything in just to get something done. This is kind of an unprecedented situation, so you just deal with it as it unfolds. And there's no point in trying to do everything and put people under pressure. And for the sake of it, if the Tailteann Cup was delayed by a year, is there going to be majorly given out? I doubt it.
Yeah, and I completely take that message on board, Billy, and obviously that there's some things that are a lot more important in sport, but just, I suppose, from a selfish point of view, thinking about this season, I mean, Limerick fans will be thinking in this way. I don't know if yourselves are, like, it's been such a great season so far. You're two games left, you're looking at the possibility of a league final, the possibility of promotion. Was there a point where you just said, oh, why this year?
No, I didn't, because obviously, you know, the games coming up are big, and there's no guarantee for us that we'd get promotion or that we'd wind up in the league final. So look, no, is the answer to that. The focus was just on what was around the corner, which was Wexford, and so look, I mean, you see, I just wouldn't get ahead of myself, or you could make that mistake and fall into the trap of getting beaten, and then you might regret, geez, my head was elsewhere. So, no, look, it is what it is. Look, it is, and look, there's nothing to say that it won't take place later in the year, and it still affords us the same opportunity. So, look, we'll take it as it comes now, and deal with it as best we can, and hopefully, we'll have enough in that if it does go ahead to get over the line, and look, we'll have to see what happens over the coming weeks.
There's obviously a very clear directive in that from bottom to top, from grassroots the whole way up, that teams should stay off the pitches. There shouldn't be any training in the guideline periods up until March 29th and maybe beyond that. We don't know at this time. There's so much uncertainty. But like, people are coming out so often and reiterating the fact that don't train, no team training. Do you think that's some sort of a temptation out there or something, that they keep coming out and reiterating that point?
I suppose, you know, humans being the nature of humans, you know, people try and find the loopholes to maintain, you know, what they want to try and keep their fitness levels at a certain amount. But look, you know, people can do gym work, and I'm sure very few GAA clubs will actually give grounds, you know, they wouldn't want to be seen to allow people in now, and, you know, to only draw the wrath of the general public. So I think everyone just needs to be patient and be mindful of the reasons these decisions were taken. And, you know, doing anything outside of that, you know, it wouldn't all go well, you know, in my head, like, you know. So I think we just got to keep it simple. I think the thing here is that once the GAA don't rush it back when the door opens again, that they give it maybe 2 weeks to allow people to get back training. And I know they've been under pressure with competitions, but look, that's where calm heads and not rush it is important, you know.
Yeah, just finally, Billy, I mean, talking about that and not rushing it and leaving people get back to training, I mean, a sensitive enough topic is the club month of April. It's slated for club action. The clubs are very strong on this, that's their time for championship, and like, obviously a lot of limelight is on the inter-county game, and it's great to have a club month slated for just club, but like, that surely can't be touched. Even if you're trying to rejig inter-county games, you've made that commitment now. You surely have to stick to it, do you? If you're the GAA.
So I suppose, look, the thing for me is that right now, I wouldn't be holding my breath saying we'll be back, it'll be opened up on the 30th of March, and if it gets delayed further, well, then April's taken out of the equation completely, you know what I mean? So look, I suppose being fair to clubs up and down the country, if they can't train for the next 2 weeks, you know, I think the GAA authorities, the boards and the different organisations have to be mindful of that and allow them time to be able to get back training before they actually put them into club games. So I think it really needs a common sense approach, and whatever that would be would make more sense to me, you know. I know if I was a club manager and we couldn't train for the next 2 weeks, I wouldn't be eager to get in playing a game the weekend after if it opens up on the 30th. You know, it'll be rushed, and you know, that's the way I'd look at it as a club manager. So look, I just think it's unprecedented and it just needs a bit of thinking through and not be rushed and go from there.